Okay, we are on the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. We are at the beginning of the... We finished the Mishnah, so now we're at the beginning of the Gemara. So we gave examples of things that are relationships, right? Where the women are permitted to the husbands and forbidden to the Yavam, etc., 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 etc. And one of the examples, the first example that the Mishnah gave, was Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Es HaAlmana V'yesh Lo Ach. The Gemara has that. That was the first example, right? So Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Et HaAlmana, which is aser for him, right? But permissible to his brother who is a regular Kohen. So Gemara says, "My ear ya detani nasa lisni kiddush." Sorry. So the the Gemara, when it talks about cases that are usher le'elu le'elu, right? So it gives kohen gadol shenasa es hamana. Okay. So the question becomes, why does the Mishnah there talk about, right? Someone talks about Nasa, someone talks about Kiddush. So why in the second case is it talk about Kohen Gadol Shenasa Amana, just say Kohen Gadol Shekiddush Amana? Okay? Why specifically? Because as we know, Nisun is the second stage already, right? Kiddushin already is forbidden in that case. So the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do Kiddushin with an Amana either. So why give an example of Nasa? Just give the example of Kiddushin, which is the, you know, he's done less. Right, he's done less, and even there, he's done it's usher, right? So you always, you know, there's no need to pile it on. So it says the Gemara v'chitaim, and if you're going to tell me time of the nasa, what's the reason you talk about nisuin da havalei asay velo sasay? Avakidesh asi asay vedo chalo sasay. Right, so maybe you'll tell me that in the case of look at Rashi, he's going to explain it. Says Rashi, down where it says Gemara, we're like seven lines in the bottom of the page in Rashi. My ear the tani nasa, right? Anasa amanakai, and okay. So listen, kiddush. Just teach me kiddush. And the hanami muteres labayla v'asur liyavama. Because still in that case, right? The case is that she is permitted to her husband and forbidden to the yavam. Make sure I'm getting this. I want to make sure this detail correct. Because Nasa.
Right. Yeah, it's the first case in the Mishnah.
Sorry, thank you.
Right.
Correct. It's the first case in the Mishnah. I got it correct. I got it wrong.
It says Cohen
head judge
Nasa Talmana.
Cohen head judge Nasa Talmana. Thank you. That's the case. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because it's the ratio, right? Rashi points that out. And the Bach points that out. It's Cohen head judge Nasa. It has to be the ratio because we're going to see it later on. So, yeah, sorry. I apologize. Yes, it's the case of Cohen head judge Nasa Talmana, which is permitted to him, but his brother's a Cohen Gadol. Okay, so in that case, she's still forbidden to the Kohen Gadol, anyways. So, listening Kiddush says Rashi, the Hanami Muteres Labayla Vasul Yavama. Right, she's an Amana, anyways. She's already an Amana when he marries her. Right, so the regular Kohen who married her was permissible, and the Kohen Gadol, who's the brother, is going to be forbidden to marry her because she's an Amana. So. And if you're going to tell me, right, and continue Rashi, to have a asay, right, besula me'amavi kachisha, all right, that's the mitzvah's asay, is that Kohen's only allowed to marry a besula, or Kohen Gadol's only allowed to marry a besula, not an amana, velo bu'ula, right, that's the din, velo sasay amana lo yikach, right, meaning once she's an amana, so there's two dinim, right, besula me'amavi kach, and the los asay velos asay of and the los asay of amana lo yikach, right? And that ain't asay the yibum docha es los asay veasay, right? So you say, oh, so in that case you have the Kohen Hedyot, right? Who marries because kiddushin, right? With the amana, so now I have an asay and a los asay, right? For the Kohen Gadol, and his brother's a Kohen Gadol, right? So he has two things: besula mavikach isha and amana lo yikach, okay? And the asay of yivam yavo aleha. Right, can't knock out the asay velo sasay. Right, however, ava kiddush head yot besula. Right, right. But if the brother, the original Cohen brother, right, would have just been mekadesh the besula. Right, he just did kiddushin. right? A besula amana mina erison, right? So let's say the following case. The first case was that the kohen hediot, the regular kohen, marries an amana, and then, so she's permitted to him because he's a kohen hediot, and then he dies, so she's forbidden to his brother who's a kohen gadol, right? But let's say the woman he married originally was an almana from Kiddushin. She'd been married to somebody else. They only did Kiddushin, never did Nisuin. Presumption being, they never had Tashmish. So she's and then her husband dies. So she has the status of an almana, but she's also a psula. All right, so in which case, there's only one Isser. It's only the almana, right? Almana lo yikach, right? So if that would be the case, and again, that would be Nisuin, both cases would be Nisuin, right? The Kohen, the woman was originally had, Kiddushin. The woman originally had Kiddushin, then she married the Kohen Hediot, and that was also only Kiddushin, and then he dies, right? So Gam Hu Be'erisin Miyabim Lo, right? So the Kohen Gadol, right? The Kohen, maybe I think that in that case, meaning, you say, oh, what's the case of Nasa? Why is the case of Nasa? Because otherwise, if it would have been just the case of Kiddushin, you could have argued it's just an asay and a los asay. The asay of Yibum would knock out the los asay of Amana lo yikach. Maybe you would have thought such a thing. So you're going to tell me that, right? The asay vidochi los asay, the Amana, that can't be. Why can't that be? Because that's been everything we've been talking about for the last 84 daf, right? So go back to the Gemara. V'chitema taima de nasa da havale asay v'los asay, right? By Nisuin, now I have an asay and a los asay, because of Besula and Amana. About Kideish, asay asay v'doch halos asay. But if it's just a case of Kiddushin, right? He was Mekadish, a woman who'd only had Kiddushin done before in the first place before her husband died. Then maybe I'd say asay asay, the asay of Yavam Yavaleha, and doch halos asay of Amana lo yikach. You want to say that? That's why you chose, Nisuin instead of Kiddushin? Nah. V'ha kula pirkin, asey v'los aseyhu. V'lo asey aseyh, v'dochi los aseyh. That's an entire, this is an entire perek, we say an entire mesechta, right? Has been about this din of asey, Rashi says, look at Rashi, four lines in the bottom, v'ha kula pirkin, asey di yibam v'los aseyh di iserhu. That's the whole case, right? That's all of our cases here in our Mishnah here, also, in our Perek here, also, right? It's all the cases are people who are forbidden because of a lav, right? Or many of them. And nevertheless, we say I say the chalos I say. We don't say I say the chalos I say. That's over and over again. We don't say that. So that can't be the case. Fine. So Gemara is going to give a number of answers to this question. So says Gemara Mishum the Kabbai the Misni Seifa. No, it's because of the case later on. What's the case in the Seifa? Kohen Gadol Shanaseh Hamana. This is the case we're talking about. We mentioned earlier. Kohen Gadol that goes and does Nisun with the Hamana. Dafka Nasa. And specifically in that case, it's when the Kohen Gadol specifically does Nisun with the Hamana. Why? Dafka Nasa Deshavi Chalala. Right? Because once he marries her, right, makes her now, when the Kohen Gadol marries the Hamana, makes her like a Chalala of Akidesh Sharyale. So Tananami Resha Nasa. Right? So, look at, but it's because the case later on, only when there's a case of Nisuin, that meaning when the Kohen Gadol actually has Tashmish with the Amana, now she's forbidden to other Kohanim, and that's when she becomes forbidden to the Kohen Hedio. And that case is Dafka Nasa, right? So the Gemara says that's why we use the language of Nasa, not because the Gemara does all the time, right? That we have, you could have said one way, fine, but because later on in the Mishnah, we use the same language, so we use parallel language throughout the Mishnah. Yes, we find that, all the time. Fine. So it's like, wait a second. But the problem is going to be is that we have too many other examples where the Mishnah used Kiddush. Right, so you're going to tell me, oh, it's because of the Seifa you used the word Nasa. There's other cases where you used the word Kiddush. V'adatani mishum Seifa, lizni mishum Mitziyasa. What about the middle case? Kohen Gadol she'kiddush es Amana. V'yesh lo ach Kohen Hediot. Right, that's the case before. Right, so what about that case? That case is a Kohen Gadol who does Kiddushin with an Amana. Right, and he has an ach who's a Kohen Hediot, and that's to whom she's permissible. Right, so that case is the case of Kiddushin. Right, so why not say because of the mitziyasa, they use the language of kiddush? Here also, we should use the language of kiddush. So that's not a, so the fact that the sefer used the language of nasa. That's not a proof. So el mishum bas buksa. Okay, no, it's because of its paired case, the case right afterwards. Why? What's the case? The kabay lemisni halal shenasa kshera time of the nasa Deshavi chalala, aval kidesh shar yalei, mishum hachi ketani nasa. So what was the case? The case after, right? The original case we said it was, right? The case of Kohen Hedyot that married an Amana, and Vyeshla Ach Kohen Gadol. And the second case in the Mishnah was Chalal Shanasa Ksheira. Right, it was a Chalal that marries a Ksheira, Vyeshla Ach Kasher. Then what happens in that case? That the Chalal marries the Ksheira, and now she was permitted to him, but now becomes forbidden to the brother because now she had Tashmish with him. Because of that case, which is immediately following, right? Bas Buktza, because it's the case that's immediately following, and we use language Bedafka Nasa, right? Because it's specifically because she was Nasa him, that they had Tashmish, then he made her into a Chalala, right? And now she becomes forbidden to a Kohen. But otherwise, if it would have just been Kiddush, she'd be permissible. And therefore, the language is specifically Nasa, and that's why the language, and the very first case in the Mishnah is also specifically Nasa. Okay. But the Gemara is not totally done. So it says Gemara as follows. Umay iri de katani amana. Right, lisni besula. Right? Why does the case have to be a case of an amana? Right, meaning, again, the case was Kohen Hedyot shenasa es ha'amana. And he has an achas a Kohen Gadol. It could have been a Kohen Hedyot who marries a besula. And then she can't marry the brother to Kohen Gadol because now she's no longer besula. Right? She'd
be a widow.
Right, exactly. She becomes a widow. Exactly. Meaning you piled on to me, but it has to say Nasa. Fine. So it says Nasa. Good. But now that it says Nasa, it doesn't have to be an Amana. Could have been that he married a Psula. So when he dies, she becomes an Amana and now becomes forbidden to her brothers to Kohen Gadol. Good. Okay. Vichitema. And if you're going to tell me, Kasavar, Hai, Tadanisuin, Hai, Rishonim, and Mapilin, if you're going to tell me, it's because we hold the following. What is Nisuin, Rishonim, Mapilin? Look at Rashi. Nisuin Harishonim. Rashi on top of the page. Top left. Pay down on base. Nisuin Harishonim. Shenasa ach shemes. Right? When she marries a brother who dies, ma'pil nosa liyibim. Ubasar ahi shaita azlina. This opinion is, and Tosh is going to kind of attack the Gemara for using this example, but the concept of Nisuin Rishonim ma'pilin means that there are some opinions who hold that we don't go, when we're asking the question, can she do Yibam with the second brother, we don't ask what her status is after the marriage to the first brother. We ask what her status was before she married the first brother. So if she was a Besula when she married the Kohen Hedyot, and now when he dies, she wants to do Yibam with the Kohen Gadol, we don't say, well, now you're an Amana because your husband passed away. We say, when you got married originally, you weren't an Amana yet. You were still a Basula. Okay? Even though it's kind of intuitive. So, but that if you hold such a concept, which the concept may seem strange to us, but if you hold such a concept, now I understand very well why you specifically chose a case of Amana, not a case of Basula, right? Because if she was originally a Basula, if you hold Nisuin Rishonim Apilin, so then it wouldn't be she would be permissible to the Yabam who's a Kohen Gadol. So if you want, so maybe you're going to tell me that's the reason why you chose specifically Amana. Not true. Why? Harei Chalal shenasa ksheira. Right? We have the case of Chalal who marries a ksheira. V'lo amrinan nisuin rishonim apilin. We have that case. Chalal marries, we just talked about it a second ago. The Chalal marries a ksheira. She's forbidden to the brother who's a Kohen. Why? When she got married to him originally, she was a ksheira. She's permitted. And the fact that she's nises, and she marries him, and she has tashmish with him, makes her forbidden to the brother. So clearly we're not playing out of those rules. Right? That's not what we're doing. So Tosis on the top right kind of questions the whole question in the first place. He's just looking for a second. He says, Tema, de b'chia gavna lo amrina b'shum duchta nisuin ma'pilin. We never say this concept. We never employ this concept in this direction. De la hachmir hu de amr hachi le'asor. Right? Kineis v'achakirish. It's talking about cases where they, you know, they had tashmish, then he divorces her, etc. So there's certain scenarios where they employ this rule lahachmir. But you're never going to apply this rule to be mekil, right? So he's bothered by that. But he says, okay, basically answers at the bottom. You're right, but they ask the question anyways because you just want to throw it out there as a possibility. But even though we really never employ it this way, but we're not employing it that way here anyways. But anyways, if it bothers you, that's being employed. So Tosis is also about it. So fine. So the bottom line is, right, our question was, why are we talking about an Amana? Talk about a case of Basula. and there would have been the same case, right? The kohen that marries the pesula, the kohen marries the pesula, she becomes forbidden to a kohen gadol, the brother kohen gadol. And don't ask me about nisu and rishonim. So what's going on here? So it continues the Gemara. No, havada and rishum seifa, right? No, that's because of the seifa again. Right. So I'll tell you why. It's because of the later case. Why mishum tigabay lemisna seifa kohen gadol shenasa salmana yesh lo ach kohen gadol o kohen hedyot dafka amana aba basula chazile. So what's the case? Just no, because it's because of the seifa. Because what happens in the later case? We talked about a case of a kohen gadol marries an almana, right? And he has an ach who's a kohen gadol or a kohen hedya, right? In that case, it's specifically because he marries an almana. Right? But if he would have married again, if we would have married a basula, right? Then she would have been permitted because the case is his brother is a kohen gadol or a brother is a kohen hedya. Right, so if she wouldn't have been an almana specifically, so then that's why she's permitted to the kohen hedyot and not to the kohen gadol. Basula chazile, right? But if she would have been a basula, she would have been permitted to him. Shemachi kitani almana. Yeah.
Specifically, if an ordinary Kohen,
the ordinary Kohen guy, right?
They sort of disregard the Kohen, the brother Kohen guy.
Meaning, it's more of a chiddush that she's permissible to him,
yeah.
Because it's an almana. But if she was a basula and they got married and they were nasa, the case is nasa.
Yeah, but an ordinary Kohen then could marry, right? Because an ordinary Kohen could marry.
Correct, but if she was a basula, but our question was just start with her being a basula. Right? Original question was, why are you telling me almana? Just tell me basula. Right? Because once she marries him, she's going to become an almana anyways. Mm-hmm. So the fact that there's a kohen hedyot there afterwards, right, that you have a case later of kohen gadol shenasa es almana. Sorry. Because the kohen gadol, if she was a basula, this is a case of where she's forbidden to the original person, to the original husband, and permitted to the yavam. If the case is kohen gadol shenasa basula, she's permitted to the kohen gadol. So it's because we're setting up a case where when the case is that she's forbidden to the original husband, that's kohen gadol shenasa. Who's that going to be? That's going to be a case of almana. Once we're talking about kohen gadol shenasa almana, so our case also we made almana, even though our original case didn't have to be almana, it could have just been basula. That makes sense. It's not. I like got a little confused, but it's not really so. It's not so. It's not. It's pretty simple actually. I mean, the point just is, we said why use almana if she's a basula when she marries him, she becomes an almana when he dies and is forbidden to the brother. Then just yeah, that's fine. But we have a later case, which is a case where the original marriage is forbidden. And if the case is the original case, which is forbidden, that's kohen gadol shenasa almana. Kohen gadol who would marry a basula would be permitted, right? So the point is, since we have a later case, which is kohen gadol shenasa almana. Which is why it's forbidden to him, and even though it's going to be permissible to the ach who's a kohen hedyot, if we gave the example of basula, she wouldn't have been forbidden to the kohen gadol in the first place. So that's the reason why. Since we use the language of amana in the seifa, we use the example of amana in the resha. Even though the original case, it doesn't have to be an amana; it could have even been a basula. Fine. Okay. Fine. So we've kind of solved why it is that they use specifically. Nasa in the very first case, and why we use Alman in the very first case. We've now explained why that's correct. Okay. Anybody who ever tells you that Gemaras use examples randomly, right? I'm being serious for a second, right? Right. The Gemara will take apart every last detail of every example in every Mishnah to tell you exactly why that exact language is used. In fact, you know, it's a good lesson in the specificity. Of cases in the Mishnah and how careful Chazal were in every case and know exactly why you use exactly every single word. Okay, fine. The Gemara is going to bring another kasha now, not in that specific case, but going forward. Maskif lar of Papa. Im hi'isa laha dechi'asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. So basically, there's going to be a case that we're never going to bring out and kind of ask the question why the case is not included in the Mishnah. Right, so maskev rav papi misalaha. If all this is correct, dechi yasa rav dimi, amar rav Yochanan, mitzri shenis. We're going to bring all your previous knowledge now to this to these examples. Okay, Mitzri Shedi. Remember, a Mitzri needs three generations, right? And the third generation can marry. Can the child after the third generation becomes a regular Yisrael? So Mitzri Shedi Shenasa Mitzri Rishona. Okay, so what's the status of the child? The status is going to be Benar Sheni, right? So the child is going to be we have to go based on the earlier stage, right? So Mitzri Shedi Shenasa Mitzri Shishona. Fine. So the first, a second generation Egyptian convert marries a first generation Egyptian convert. Their son is going to be considered a second generation Egyptian convert. Okay. Benar Sheni Havi. So listening to Nami, so the Mishnah should have given the following example. Mitzri Sheni, because we're talking about people who are permitted to one and forbidden to the other, etc. Mitzri Sheni Shenasa Shtei Mitzrios. So you have a second generation Egyptian convert who marries two women who are Mitzrios, also Egyptian converts. Achas Rishona v'achas Shnia. And one of them is first generation, and one of them is second generation. V'hayu Lubanim Mirishona v'Shnia, and he has children from both of them. Mirishona u'Mishnia. Right, so he has children from each of them. Okay, so the child from the Shnia is going to be a Shlishis, right, and the child from Mirishona is going to be a Rishona. Shnia. Okay, so in nasov ki orchayu mutaros labalehen viasiros liv yivmehen. So what's going to happen? So they're going to be in this case permitted. So if they now go marry the way they are supposed to ki orchayu, right? Look at Rashi. Maybe shonim mishnia. It's the second skinny line of Rashi. Maybe shonim mishnia. Davalahu dor shlishi v'dor shini, right? So the children now are a third generation and a second generation. So the third generation child can marry a regular Jew, right? And a dor shini cannot. So nazib ki or chayu, if they get married the way they're supposed to, meaning shlishi nazi yisraelis, v'sheni mitzvashiniya, right? So the third generation one's going to go and marry now into the regular pool of Jews. And the second one, the second generation mitzri, marries the second generation mitzri to have a third generation. Fine. So what happens? So in which case, asuros liyib mehen, the children, the people who married them, right? The one who married the third generation Mitzri, the Jewish woman, and now the woman who married the Mitzris who married the second generation Mitzri, are going to be forbidden to their Yavam, the Shlishi Yisrahu, because the Shlishi, right, the Yavam of the Shlishi, who's the Yisrael, the Asr Bishniya, the mitzvah v'adomi echad zacharim v'echad nakevos asurin ador shlishi, right? V'sheni asur b'yisraelis. So when they get married, when these children get married, and one of them marries a Jewish woman, and one of them marries a mitzvah woman, so if the woman who was married, the Yisraelis woman who was married to the third generation mitzvah, she was permissible to her husband, right? Who was a third generation mitzvah, and forbidden to her yavam, the brother who's only a second generation Mitzri. Okay? And says Gemara, if all this is true, why don't you explain this case? Right? And they're going to go even further. V'e'ebuch, and if you're going to flip the case, right? V'nasuv, mutaris liyivmehem, v'asruz abayim. And assume the opposite. They married the wrong people. Right? If they married the wrong people, so then they're permitted to the Yavam, but forbidden to the original person. Okay? So we're building our knowledge on top of each other. So if this is true, give this example, and mutaris le'edu v'le'edu, and what would be the case of, again, so now we're building each one, right? So we had a case of mut to the husband, forbidden to the yavam, mut to the yavam, forbidden to the husband. And now mutaris le'edu v'le'edu, what would that be? Gioros, right? So if they were converts, right? So then if they were Egyptian converts, they'd be permitted to both of them, right? And asuros le'edu v'le'edu, islandists, and who, alonios, and who would be forbidden to everybody? So that would be the case of islandists. Okay, so the Gemara should have given this example. Mishnah should have given this example. Why did it not give this example? That's the question. Okay, so answer the Gemara, Tana v'Shir. So Tana v'Shir means we don't give every example. We can't teach you every single case in the whole world. We're not going to teach you every example. So the problem with that answer always, whenever the Gemara says Tana v'Shir, the Gemara is going to always say, yeah, but that's only true if you have multiple examples that you left out. And if you have multiple examples that you left out, so then find Tana v'Shir. But if this is the only example you left out, you can't tell me Tana v'Shir, All right, guess what? You didn't invite me to the party. I didn't invite a lot of people. Really? I thought I'm the only person who wasn't invited. So that hurts, right? But if a lot of people weren't invited, so then if anyone weren't invited, it's not a shibbutz. So that's the same thing here. Whenever you say Tana Mashir, you have to, Gemara always asks, my shir, the high shir. Well, what else did you leave out that you left this one out to? So the Gemara is going to answer, Shayer Pitsua Daka. So there's another example we left out. We left out the example of Pitsua Daka, who's also not allowed to marry into the Kahal. We won't have time now to go through all the examples from Pitsua Daka, so we'll pick that up tomorrow.